This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Alarm. 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 Alarm.
What the hell is going on? Where is everyone? Alarm. Computer!
What the hell? Colin, did you trigger the alarm? Olivia?
No, you?
Would I be asking you?
Yes, well, right. But someone did. Is Joe in here? Joe?
I don't see him.
Does it matter?
Fair point. Olivia! Oh, here comes someone.
I didn't see anyone come in. Is it Joe? I'm not screaming this time.
Who's there?
It's me.
Yes, we know about you, computer. Alarm. But someone was just outside the door.
Oh, that was me too.
What? No, we heard footsteps.
You mean like these?
Alarm. Alarm.
You gave yourself footsteps.
Alarm.
Oh, Jesus. Look, could you kill the alarm, please?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Proper noisy, isn't it?
So...
Jesus! Were you here all along?
No. That's one on me. Back door. So, who pushed the panic button?
Must have been Leet. Olivia, can you locate him, make sure he's okay?
Oh, he just came out of a healer. Still a bit wobbly from anesthetic and banging into the corridor walls. I'll lead him here. Hang on a tick.
What was he doing in a healer?
Cracked a tooth.
On just one side?
Well, yes, of course.
Damn. Well, hopefully the healer can restore his symmetry.
Did you find out anything about the Tanners or those dead pods?
Not yet. I was trying to get a look at the circuitry, but I kept getting shocked.
Like bad surprises?
No, like electric shocks. Pretty bad ones. I kind of got the feeling Olivia might be doing it on purpose.
But that's mad. She's here to protect us.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable with everyone who says they're here to protect me.
You know, I don't care what happens to you.
I didn't mean you.
Yeah, I think we all get where you were going with that, Joe. We'll talk about it later. Right now, I'd like to know if there's a real emergency on my ship.
My god, he's foaming at the mouth!
Oh, toothpaste. He, vacated the pod during the final clean.
Why can't he talk? Is he in shock?
I'm gonna guess Novocaine.
Oh, right you are. The pods allow you to self-administer if you can feel pain. He overdid it a bit. I'm surprised he can hold his own head up, really.
He's in a panic, though. Olivia, translate for us. What's he saying?
Bringing up my toothpaste Novocaine to English dictionary. There's a zombie in the corridor.
What?!
If you're just joining us, now might be a good time to catch you up. This is OZ-9, a spaceship from Earth, roughly half a dozen hours out from launch. Ably run by Olivia, the ship's artificial intelligence, and less ably by the didn't-quite-finish flight school Captain Madeline and her tiny crew of petty criminals, plus one utterly pointless rich fellow, OZ-9 carries a cargo of rather less than the 50,000 sleeping rich people it started out with this morning. Since launch, they've managed to melt an entire wing's worth of folks, and shunting the goo out of the airlock caused two other ships to crash. They've nearly collided with another Oz, stasis pods keep going dark, and even lunch has been more of a challenge than our genius crew can handle without incident. Oh, and there's apparently a zombie on board. All caught up? Good. Narrator out. God, this is the stupidest bunch of space monkeys I've ever seen. What? Oh, crap. Oh, who cares? Who's gonna listen to this nonsense anyway?
What?
Yeah, zombie corridor.
Olivia, could you, shut the crew room door, please?
Righty-ho.
Could you bring whatever it is we're dealing with up on the screen, please?
Lead, my lovely. Oh, they did a very nice job on that tooth. Symmetry restored. So, could you tell me whereabouts you saw this zombie? He says it was in a white corridor, so that neatly narrows it down.
Use your sensors, Olivia. Look for movement, and tell me you did not leave a trail of toothpaste foam all down my clean floors.
On screen.
Ugh. Oh.
Wow, that is a proper zombie, all right.
Is it wearing... Is that a Vivian Westwood?
Looks like rags from a dumpster. How the hell did you get on board? Suck it out an airlock, it's leaving a slime trail, and you know who gets to clean that mess up.
No, wait! Computer, scan it.
Oh, for what? Maggot count?
For a passenger tag.
You must be joking.
Unless I'm very much mistaken, that thing over its arm is a Prada Galleria Medium Saffiano tote. Those run more than 2,000 quid. And those are definitely Jimmy Choo's it's currently oozing out of.
Scanning.
Oh dear. Please don't say it. Please don't tell me we lost another guest.
My God. I think that... Computer, is there sound? Can we hear her?
Her?
Oh, let's not.
On speakers.
Enormously bad idea. I mean, really, who does this sort of thing? One moment you're categorizing vintage shoes by heel height, and the next you're stabbed in the neck, thrust in the back of a filthy van.
That's it. That's the zombie. She had me cornered, she smells terrible, and kept yelling at me to look at her ankles.
Ankles? Did you say ankles?
Colin, what's going on?
That's Lucretia Nibblebiscuit. I mean, Lady Lucretia Neville Bickford. I'm sure of it. She has notoriously weak ankles.
Nibble Biscuit?
Nickname from school. She eats like a starving wolf, actually. Or so are here.
You know weird things.
You know the number of vanilla musk aromatherapy on the spaceship.
Touché.
Oh, he's right, actually. Pod 658. Looks like it popped open sometime last night.
And Lord Neville?
What about him?
Is he in his pod? This is very important, computer. Is he in his pod?
No.
My God, you have to hide me. I'll be in here. You never saw me.
Colin?
I'm not on this ship.
All right, then. So what should we do about the stinking rich zombie lady?
Sounds like we could have at least two zombies roaming around, then.
No, just the one.
Well, what about her husband?
Lord Neville Neville Bickford.
Yes, you just said he wasn't in his pod.
Well, yes, I did just say that.
So where is he?
Somewhere in Chelsea SW3, according to today's Telegraph.
What?
With his much younger boyfriend from the CCTV footage.
So he's not in his pod?
Because he's not on this ship, yes. You really must learn to ask all the pertinent questions, Colin.
Come on, man. Oh, what the hell is that smell?
I beg your pardon.
Jesus!
Rude. Who is in charge here? We need to talk about accommodations.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Don't you hate it when, just when things get really interesting, there's some sort of unnecessary interruption, like an ad during the best part of a movie, or intermission right before the bodies start falling? Yeah, well, get used to it. I had a life. I narrated documentaries, gritty dramas, wildlife specials. Listen to this, Cumberbatch. Penguin. Not that hard, is it? And now I'm here, talking to you about a bunch of hypoxic space debris, disguised as crew, banging off asteroids and each other, out to muddy up yet another planet. Sorry. It's just that I was going to be a Sir David Attenborough, only thinner and with better controlled hair, and oh, the hell with it. Zombies, this is where we are. Carry on, monkeys.
Shut up! Goodness, what a bunch of frightened children. Who is in authority here, or who is meant to be?
I'm the captain. How do you feel?
Feel? Captain, I was kidnapped, I suspect by my brother, thrown into a pod and shot into space. And if my very high technical watch is to be believed, I have been awakened 24 years and 364 days too early. I have no heartbeat and I appear to have started decomposing all over my favourite Vivian Westwood, which is simply not done until one is properly interred. Am I presumptuous in feeling I deserve a bit of an explanation?
Of course not. Something seems to have gone wrong with your pod. You're pretty clearly dead, which makes the walking and talking a bit confusing. Olivia? Ideas?
Your brother's a bit of a prat for starters.
You are not mistaken.
I don't know all the science, but from what I can see, the pods basically keep all the bodily fluids for the person inside cycling. It's still cycling a bit from being artificially forced.
That doesn't sound realistic.
Did you read The Martian?
Yes.
Did you read all the science-y bits?
No.
No one did, which is why we're skipping that bit now. She's been unplugged, but the battery still has some juice. Carry on.
How much longer will that work?
Don't I know you?
Me? No, not a chance.
Horrible, is that you? It's me, Nipple Biscuit. Well, what's left of me anyway?
Don't know you, miss. Sorry.
Well, you certainly look a good deal like an old schoolmate of mine. We called him Horrible.
Because his name was Horace, for example.
Goodness, it was. You're right. But no, because he was fairly horrible, actually. We had a shower pool to guess how many days he'd go.
Might have had a skin condition or something, is all I'm saying. So, how much longer will her ladyship be with us, Olivia?
Just let me check my vast memory banks, shuffle through the likely thousands of times this has happened before, and extrapolate you a number.
That scar carries a meaning.
Excuse me, Olivia, is it? Is there perhaps a chance I could send a message back to Earth?
To your horrible brother? To let him know you're on to his skeezy...
To my husband, actually. I suspect he thinks I'm shopping, adding to my vintage shoe collection. He'll be worried when I don't come home tonight.
What are you going to tell him?
I really don't know. Darling, I've been kidnapped by Alistair and I'm several miles past the Horsehead Nebula with a group of people I find amusing ordinarily, but my heart stopped beating a couple of hours ago. It's just taking a bit longer than usual for me to fall down. Don't forget to feed the dogs. I love you. What do you think?
Two possibilities. You'll break his heart, or he'll break Alistair's neck. Maybe both.
Don't eat my brains.
Dear boy, I wouldn't think of it. Hardly more than a mouthful anyway, I suspect.
If you'd like to send a message, you can do it from the bridge. Might want to giddy up. Time's a-ticking, even if your heart isn't.
Olivia!
Cheeky!
I'll take you.
Very kind of you, but perhaps this gentleman would escort me?
Colin, it would be my pleasure.
Follow the doors.
Care to explain the spectacularly awful disguise, Horrible?
You knew it was me, huh? You barely knew it was me in school.
I knew, dear, I knew. But you know Nibble wasn't fond of you.
I know. Homicidally not fond.
You were pretty dreadful. And what about that bother with your wife and the parachute?
Yes, yes, I'm going to be stuck with that forever, aren't I?
Your wife tumbled out of a plane wearing a Spider-Man rucksack full of sandwiches.
It was an accident.
Very well. Your accent's a bit of a mess. Tell me about Colin and the need for him.
Someone on board is trying to kill me.
Oh, no. No. Your assassin has terrible aim, Horrible. Any idea who it is?
None.
That shirtless fellow with all the ripply bits seems a good candidate for bollocksing it up this badly. Oh dear. Oh, I think we'd better hurry.
Skipping to the important bit, Lady Lucretia sent her message and finally stopped moving around shortly thereafter.
Airlock emptied and scrubbed.
It's a good thing this zombie had no particular need for brains, or she'd starve to death aboard the Oz 9. Next time, something terrible happens to Gregory Peck's The Shirtless Wonder. Is there another in the not-too-distant future? You've been listening to Eric Perry as Joe, Bonnie Brantley as Lady Lucretia Nibblebiscuit, Richard Cowan as Leet, Tim Sherburn as Colin, and me, Richard Nadolny, as the narrator. Oz 9 was written by Shannon Perry, who also plays Olivia and Madeline. Our theme and other incidental music was written and performed by John Faley. Oz 9 is now available on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. And of course, at our website, oz-9.com. Narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.